All right, so Momo's in for John today. That's the Ram song from 1979, the Super Bowl team, Ram It. Momo, what's your how do you consider Ram It as a football song?
Not something I would brag about.
It's old school.
At it's the right moment up there with that out, Bears championship song. Remember that?
I was a little kid rooting for the Rams in Ohio.
Yeah.
And people think I'm making that up. I'm not making that up. I remember that Super Bowl team inside out. You know, Vince Ferragamo, Ray Malavasi was the coach of all people. Chuck Knox before that, Ground Chuck, and Lawrence McCutcheon, my favorite NFL player when I was a little kid, all that stuff. So I've been saying, you know what? We need a new Ram.
Yes.
It is so 1979.
It's very nostalgic, I think.
We need a new Ram song. So a guy, and I've not listened to this, a guy named Jeremiah Witten has done a brand new Ram song. And Jorge's got it. Jorge, have you previewed it?
I have not, no.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So this could go very badly.
Keep your hand on the... We don't know. Keep your hand on the dump button, because we don't know what this is going to do. Yeah. Neither of us have listened to it.
Is this in response to our call to action that we had a couple of weeks ago?
It is. It is.
Okay.
So, Jeremiah Witten, take it away. We're into the chorus there. Jeremiah Witten actually incorporated, first of all, I love
it. That was so good. I love that.
It mentions my name about 11 times. So got,
I even got a shout out.
Last name.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. And Momo's in it.
I like Get Your Ram Hands Up.
Get Your Ram Hands
you
Up.
You could really like work with that. Get Your Ram Hands Up. That's good.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jeremiah
good,
Witten.
I like
that's
that chorus.
That's a very cool song. Very cool song.
What are you going to call it? What's it called?
Very cool song. It's a very cool Mason song. I wouldn't call it a Ram song.
Well, what
really?
Do you think he sent it to me? Hey, here, play this for me. Yeah, that's why.
I'd never heard it. I think it should be called Get Your Ram Hands Up.
Yeah, there should definitely be a I really like that version, and we're very flattered that you listen to the show as much as you do to make all those inside jokes. That was great.
Yeah.
But there should be one version that's more about the actual team.
I agree.
Like Matt Stafford and
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey,
Sean McVay,
Ramsey
and Aaron Donald.
That would be cool too.
So Jeremiah.
But Get Your Ram Hands Up. That's a really, that
Love
works.
Love that. Love that. So Jeremiah, let's do a version that isn't all about, this is, by the way, so weird coming out of our mouth, out of my mouth. Let's do a version that's not all about me. Can't believe I said that. So, God, where do you even go? I mean, there's so much stuff going on today. Let's do some Max Scherzer. Dodgers sweep the Padres. Max Scherzer, perfect game into the eighth inning yesterday. I started out watching the game, and then I listened to it on the radio when it was finally broke up because I was parking at SoFi Stadium. But, I mean, the guy, he threw the immaculate inning, 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts. Had his 3,000th career strikeout, I think 19th player in history to be able to do that. And, Greg, you and I have both argued that in a one-game playoff, we want Walker Buehler to pitch.
I don't really want to take that away because I still kind of believe it, but Max is making a really strong case for me to be completely wrong in you two.
He's got Randy Johnson vibes to me.
He's on another level right now. He's not
really
giving
is.
Up runs as a Dodger.
No, he's been unreal.
Like Randy Johnson, Diamondbacks, World Series year vibes. Just, I'm watching this because it's on in the studio right now, Mace. And you just watch, because you know kind of how it ends now. So I'm not watching it like, oh gosh, is somebody going to get it? Right? But, that dude is loose. You
he
see
is.
Him, he's like licking his fingers, and he's smiling, he's waving at the crowd.
He does that weird thing where he licks...
He really licks his fingers a lot.
Kind of licks his whole hand.
Yeah, it's like a whole hand. It's like big paw.
And apparently game day, you're not allowed to talk to him, not allowed to touch him, not allowed to even look him in the eye. And, you know, frankly, let's play by those rules because it's clearly working.
I love that Dave Roberts. We don't have that Dave Roberts sound, do you? You should just keep that
pretty,
in the system.
Pretty old, yeah. Don't call
no, but that's
sound
the best.
From
I know,
from
like 2 weeks ago, but it was so great.
It is great.
It's
it
great.
Is great. yeah, and you know, I...
Or he's like, sorry, don't have that, Momo.
One game playoff, Momo. Do you have to throw Scherzer now?
I might. Buehler's been hittable. I mean, he has not been sharp his last two outings.
Wait, he gave up a two-run bomb to Tatis, but that was it.
He's getting hit a little bit.
On Saturday, that was it.
And then the game up in San Francisco, not good at all.
No, that was his one blow-up of the year. That was his one bad game.
So you think he got out of the system?
Yeah, I think he got his bad start out of the system. Now in 25 of 28 starts this year for the Dodgers, he has allowed 3 runs or less. That's pretty impressive.
It's really good.
What's crazy is that he's pitched so well and has been the front runner for the Cy Young for so long. He had one bad outing, and now Max Scherzer is probably going to win it.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, I think Urias.
No, I don't think Urias has the peripheral numbers, earned run average, all that stuff.
Right, right. He has the wins, but that's about it.
And by the way, Julio Urias is definitely on my ballot. I mean, they've got three Dodgers on the ballot.
You have a ballot? You vote in this?
Yeah, I vote. No, I don't vote. Who would let me on the vote show for any of these awards? I vote on the show. We have our own little ballot.
I'm just messing with you.
Momo votes for big time awards, so she's rubbing it in now. What do you vote for?
I vote in all the NBA awards. One day, I think I'll vote in the baseball ones, in the Hall of Fame ones. No, because I'm a member of baseball writers. So if I'm in that for long enough, I think I'll get to vote in the Hall of Fame one day.
That would be great. That'd be exciting.
Yeah, I don't. You know, there's a part.
How do I join the Baseball Writers of America? I guess I gotta write something.
I can hook you up.
Hook me up. I gotta write something.
You're not a writer, though.
I'm not.
I go way back all the way to my Daily News days covering. You know, and
by the way, I have. I'm about 200 pages into my novel.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're writing a novel?
I'm writing a novel.
What's it about?
It's about baseball.
Really?
It's young adult, right? Young adult?
Yeah, it's about a little league kid.
So it's fiction.
It's fiction. It's going to be, you know what they call young adult fiction?
YA.
Yeah.
YA. Yeah, I'm about 200 pages into it.
That's really hot right now. You can probably sell it.
Baseball.
That's great, Mace. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah. I've been working on that. That's my after-hours experience. That's what I'm doing after the show.
So when you're writing
after
that,
Pura Yeska.
Got to write that before.
Pura Yeska!
Can't write stoned.
Actually, some people say that's better.
Some people do. Some people, you know, we did the golf thing on Friday. So, Ireland says he's got multiple friends who are stoned when they're golfing.
Really?
One of my golf partners is stoned when they golf.
You know, when I used to play in the beer league, softball leagues, like people would come out stoned or they'd drink during the game and stuff. I don't know how you do that. I really don't. I would not want to play or do anything at that point. I just want to chill.
So last night, there I was at SoFi Stadium and spectacular night, really excited. I mean, I've still haven't told me how the food was. Food was actually very good.
Yeah.
Their hot dog, the Ram Dog, I think is very good. I don't think they're calling it the Ram Dog. They're calling it the City Link Dog.
I like that. Yeah.
But very good. Chips and queso, fantastic. I went all in on the – and the other thing is we drank a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Nice.
Every game right before kickoff.
Nice.
That's the rule.
So how do you get the tequila in?
No, it's – I don't bring it in.
You buy it there.
It's at our bar. Yeah, no, it's at our bar.
How's the in and out? Like the parking? Did you have to wait in line forever?
The parking they can probably work on.
Okay.
Yeah, parking. It's.
But I didn't see social media exploding with like, "Oh my god, the parking!" So I didn't see that. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, that is a good sign. So the guy who's probably 5 seats away from us, and again, we've got these seats for the next 50 years.
You're going to get to know this guy.
No, I don't want to know him.
Oh.
He is loud. He is drunk. He is obnoxious.
Oh, no.
He is he's shouting the F word.
Oh, no.
On virtually every play. And all I can think is, oh, my God, if this is the guy I sit down the row from for the next 50 years, I've got to go to the Rams and say, change my friggin' seat.
Yeah.
I got to move. I can't be
Or he's got to move.
Or he's got to move. You're right.
Yeah, why should you move? He's got to move.
Yeah, I just completely out of control. I assume what he did was bought tickets on StubHub, and he's there for only one game. That's what I'm praying is the truth.
What was he doing that was so bad?
Oh, he's yelling the F word. He's screaming. He's drunk. He's explaining the game really loud to his girlfriend. Yeah. Hey, that's a pass. Hey, that's a sweep. I'm like, I don't need you calling the play for me right now, drunk guy.
Does this guy look like he can afford a seat license?
He does not look like guy that can spend the kind of money
to sit probably
in.
A single
Oh, come
game
on. You don't know what that is.
You can size people up. Yeah,
no, you can size them up. He doesn't look like that guy. He doesn't look like that guy. He looks like guy who bought tickets on StubHub. And I pray to God that's what it was.
Wait, but you've seen him there, the past three games you've been there, the preseason games or no?
No, I did not see him at the preseason game. I went to the first preseason game. Greg had my seats for the second preseason game when I guess the Raiders filled it up.
Yeah, they filled it up, man.
Yeah, so you're fine then. He's not a season seat holder.
Well, you'll find out next home game.
Yeah, all find right, out.
If he's there, I think that you need to organize all the other people around you and like everybody complain together.
Send a joint complaint
directly. It's like one of those change.com petitions.
change.com.
Change.org. Get this guy out of here.
Yeah. I'm going to do a change.org petition. Stop up guy out of here. Good idea. Very good idea. Hey, the other thing, we're talking about the Dodgers a little bit. The Giants just don't lose.
I know. It's every game I check. Giants are winning 10-5. Giants
and you know what?
Usually
the Giants play first, and I feel like, oh, we're in must-win situation because the Giants already won today. And they're like hammering the Cubs. The Cubs have mailed it in for the rest of the year. They traded everybody.
Yep.
You know, I don't know how the Giants are continuing this way. Their starting pitching has continued to be really sharp. Gossman's been good. Desclafani's been good. Their bullpen has been solid. Their old guys are hitting. Their young guys are hitting. Bergman, they don't show any
signs.
Holes in the. I almost used a phrase that I shouldn't use. Any signs of weakness, I don't think.
No, and they also have their best pitcher out of all those guys is Logan Webb, too, who's been fantastic for them.
He's been great, yeah.
So, yeah, they just keep winning. Now, it's weird, Mace. Like, we have to root for the Padres for the next 4 days.
Go Padres!
I'm the biggest Padre fan in the world for the next 4 days.
Right now, I love the Padres. We've got the Diamondbacks. And, by the way, Kershaw is throwing tonight for the Dodgers. His first start since early July. And he's probably going to throw 4 or 5 innings, right? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, four innings or 60 pitches, whichever hits first.
60 Ooh. Pitches. Meanwhile, we get the Padres, and you know who else we got to root for tonight? Yu Darvish.
Oh, boy.
Yu Darvish on the mound for the Padres at San Francisco tonight. Go, Yu!
That
Come
was
on,
convincing.
Crenshaw.
Let's go.
Come on, Crenshaw.
Come on, Crenshaw.
Come on, Crenshaw. Jorge, that's your dad, right?
That is my dad.
That's awesome. I love that.
So good.
So tonight
Come
is-
on, Crenshaw.
Tonight is pretty – every one of these games, because I think we've got 17 games left, Greg. You do the math. 17?
Oh, I'll do the math. But I
do the math. We've got every game as a must-win right now. If we're going to chase them down, if we're going to hunt them down and take the division title, we've really got to win every
18.
Single game. 18 games left to make up 2.5. Ooh. Or is it 3 or 2.5? 2.5.
2.5.
2.5. Yeah, to make
Yeah, the
up
Giants have
games.
Gone 9-1 in their last 10. The Dodgers 6-4.
Yeah, it's those Cardinals games that stung us. 2 of 4 from the Cardinals. We split that series. That was rough. That was rough. All right, coming up next for you, Momo, we moved it. It's the Wheel of Questions.
I've been waiting on that.
The Wheel of Questions coming up next for you. Plus, don't forget, 2:45 is Jump Ball, and more of your calls coming up, too. We've got SoFi Stadium, the debut, spectacular night for Matthew Stafford and the Rams. We've got Trojans absolutely slaughtered by Stanford, not a good team, still got slaughtered. And we got the Dodgers trying to chase down the Giants. Max Scherzer, the unbelievable performance yesterday, perfecto into the eighth inning, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I like this.
Momo's in. Hey! So last night, Rams, a dominating victory over the Chicago Bears at the brand new, spectacular, impossible to describe, amazing SoFi Stadium. A great night in Los Angeles sports history. That's where the Olympics are going to happen, opening and closing ceremonies. That's where the Super Bowl is going to be played. That's where a World Cup game is going to be played someday. All that stuff is going to happen right there, and for good reason, because it's amazing. The Dodgers get a perfecto into the eighth inning for Max Scherzer in a win yesterday over the Padres. They are still 2.5 games behind the Giants, and they've got Arizona tonight at Dodger Stadium. Breaking news. We got breaking news right now. Go ahead, Greg.
According to Lindsay Theory, per source, Clay Helton has been fired at USC.
Okay. I'm just making sure it's her, really her Twitter account.
It is definitely her Twitter account. Clay Helton has been fired.
Wow,
yep, I'm seeing it from Lindsay Theory.
I'm going to text her.
I'm seeing it from Bill Shaken. Let me read the thing I'm supposed to read right now. Our breaking news is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to 15 minutes in coupons, $15 in coupons. All right, so we've got a statement from Mike Bone, and here it is. Mike Bone is the athletic director at USC. This afternoon, I informed Clay Helton of my decision to make a change in the leadership of our football program. Clay is one of the finest human beings I've met in this industry, and he has been a tremendous role model and mentor to our young men. We appreciate his many years of service to our university and wish him nothing but the very best. Consistent with our values as an institution, he deserves the utmost respect from the Trojan family during this transition. As I committed to upon my arrival at USC during the past two off seasons, we provided every resource necessary for our football program to compete for a championship. The added resources carried significantly increased expectations for our team's performance, and it is already evident that despite the enhancements, those expectations would not be met without a change in leadership. This season is just getting started, and we have the opportunity to really do something special with this team and this program. I'm confident that as our interim head coach, Dante Williams, gives us a higher possibility for success for the remainder of the season. Dante is an experienced and well-respected coach who is renowned for his ability to develop relationships with student-athletes. I appreciate his willingness to take on this challenge. With 10 games left, we still have control of our own destiny in the Pac-12 Conference, a tremendously talented group of student-athletes, and complete faith in the phenomenal assistant coaches here at USC at the John McKay Center. So, Clay Helton has officially been fired, and actually, it's one of those moments where you can almost hear cheering across the city, like simultaneous cheering.
That's mean. Don't cheer.
This is what Trojan fans have wanted for a really long time. They have wanted Clay to be gone. I said on Saturday night that I didn't think that they should even allow Clay to leave the stadium without being fired. He's a super nice guy. He really is. But he's been over his head for a long time. And it is time for a change. And Mike Bone obviously recognizes that. Dante Williams, I'm trying to think. Dante Williams, somebody help me.
Well, this is what we were just talking about for the last couple of weeks, that you guys were kind of like, no. You know, he needs to get to a certain – if he makes it to just to a Rose Bowl, he's fine. Like, this is time. It was time for Clay Helton to go because he was not going to get them to to the national championship game. They wasn't going to get him to a playoff. This was the right time for him to go. It should have been done a couple of years ago, to be fair.
Dante Williams, the cornerbacks coach and now the interim head coach. Dozen years experience coaching defensive backs. Cornerback Chris Steele made the All-Pac-12. Worked with Nebraska, their cornerbacks and their secondary. So Dante Williams becomes the interim head coach of USC. And what Mike Bone said is true. The Trojans do control their destiny. If they win out, they do win the Pac-12 South. And the Pac-12 has not been very good. Oregon looks like...
Okay, here's from Alicia De Artola. Okay. She's from Reign of Troy. This is one of those USC
sites. Yeah.
Okay, Dante Williams is a relentless recruiting force for USC football. Said he is nowhere is it more clear that Williams is an absolute gem of an addition for the Trojans than on the recruiting trail. Monday, Williams worked his magic again by picking up a commitment from Fabian Ross, the four-star corner. Sounds like he's, yeah, looked good.
Well, that's smart. I mean, if he's the driving force behind recruiting, they've got a really good recruiting class next year already lined up. So that gives you an opportunity.
He is on Twitter at @CoachD_USC. Let's go. Let's do a quick vet. This is how we do a quick, it's like better than a Wikipedia search. Just go on the Twitter page.
Mace, you can let me know. Didn't he give up both offensive and defensive play calling?
Yes. Todd Orlando was calling defense and Graham Harrell was calling offense.
So what was he doing?
He was the CEO. Do you remember this CEO? Right. Play?
I remember that.
Oh, he was the associate head coach. So Williams.
Dante was the associate head coach?
Associate head coach. So he's not just cornerbacks coach here.
Okay. So now he's the interim head coach. And I don't think, given the way the offense and the defense played on Saturday, it didn't make sense for the offensive and defensive coordinator, neither one, to be named interim head coach. So it is official. Clay Helton has been fired at USC. And that will please many. That will please many USC fans. That means they buy him out of his, I think, his final 2 years of his contract.
I have not seen this in college football. Somebody gets fired after the second game.
Oh, guess what? It happened to Lane Kiffin.
After the second game?
After the third game. I think it was at Arizona State.
Was that early?
I think Lane Kiffin was fired after the third game when he was fired.
Usually it goes like 6, 7, 8 games into the year, just not turning around. Like, this is quick.
Well, it was a dramatic loss because, with all due respect to
Tanner McKee.
With all due respect to Stanford, they're not a very good team.
I love what you say, with all due respect.
Well, I'm trying to be respectful of you. I don't want to.
No, we did
say
suck in our opener, and then we changed to our amazing new quarterback.
Yeah, and you can suggest that all you want. I don't find it to be true. We'll find out. I mean, I have nothing against the kid. He got fired. 5 games into the 2013 season at USC.
Yeah, see, I wasn't.
So this is the second game.
That's a quick fired hook. That's like Mike Brown level.
Better do it now than to do it anytime later.
Well, because if you have aspirations of winning the Pac-12 South, of going to a big bowl game, like, you make this move right now, and that explains the loss to Stanford. You have to run the table now.
You also have a ton of time to start vetting the next head coach.
You've got lots of time.
You can start going through and talking to different people, talking to agents, talking to all that kind of stuff. You can. People, by the way, on Twitter are really, really excited and are telling me, Helton has been fired. Let's go. Eat blank, Bergman Greg. No more Clay for life. Yeah, so people are not happy with my.
Can we just play the Stanford Bite song again?
No, God, we're so past that. We're so past that moment.
Is that what USC fans are doing now? You can dance along.
Well, I guess we have them.
I mean, we
thank,
did kind of
right?
help you out here.
We do have Stanford to right? thank for getting rid of Clay.
Yeah, I mean, I think we played a part.
So, who? Is it too early to ask who should replace Clay Helton?
Never too early.
Graham Harrell.
No, it will not be Graham Harrell, who is an overpaid assistant at this point.
Well, so if Dante Williams runs the table and you guys make it to a playoff, does he get it?
Make it to a play, this college football playoff?
Yeah. With one loss, you can still get there.
Yeah, unlikely, given that the
it's an early loss.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Clemson has an early loss, they can still make it in.
Okay, so you're throwing out that hypothetical. That's
right. What have you seen from USC in the first two games that makes you think they're going to the national championship?
Yeah,
semis?
I mean, I think, but it's an interesting hypothetical. Like, is it possible that Dante Williams gets to the college football playoff and runs the table from here? I don't think so. I'm rooting for the guy.
Well, you're gonna play against UCLA, who beat LSU and is number 13 in the country.
At Notre Dame in October.
Right, you're gonna have some games that are gonna be tougher. You are missing Oregon, which is one of the ones that you would probably have to play, but you'll play Arizona State.
Yep.
There's plenty of teams that you can get to. If you actually have to root for UCLA to run the table to be undefeated when you guys play, when we play, you and I,
correct.
Mason versus Bergman.
Oh, apparently there is another Mace curse. Okay, it's one of our.
Oh, what's
listeners.
The new Mace curse?
Okay, This guy, Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. Okay, I love that guy. He's always feeding us. Okay. Man, the Mace curse is alive and well. If Mason mentions your name and he doesn't like you, you're getting fired or traded. Schroeder leaves. Marc Gasol, traded. Jared Goff, traded. Clay Helton, fired. Manny Machado. Yu Darvish. It's pretty good.
That's the opposite of a Mace curse. Those are all people I thought should go.
You're more like right. Point at them and you curse them.
Yeah, you're all out of here. Get them out of here. Somebody's saying Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer is otherwise engaged.
I don't know how long he's going to have that Jacksonville job.
By the way, I don't either. I don't know how long that's going to go for him. That could be a Nick Saban situation.
That's not going well. Although there is a story about, it's on a website called The Defector that I should point you to. It's about Urban Meyer's tenure at the end of the Ohio State years, and it is not flattering.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that.
Tweet that article out.
I'm going to just send it to you because it's disturbing.
It to me. Yeah. So, all right.
Breaks on the Urban Meyer talk.
Let me tell you the two names that have come to mind for me as possible next head coach at USC.
Chip Kelly.
No. Luke Fickell, who is at Cincinnati, has built them into a top 10 team.
Okay.
And Mike Bone is the guy that hired him at Cincinnati.
Look at you. You know your stuff.
And then the other one is Kirk Ferentz from Iowa.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Who is off to, Iowa looks.
Yeah, College Game Day there this week.
Yeah, Iowa looks great. Iowa beat Iowa State this weekend. So those are the two games that come to mind, or two names that come to mind for me. But 877-710-ESPN. Some people say Del Rio. I don't think it's going to be Del Rio. I don't think it's going to be Jeff Fisher. I don't think it's going to be a coach who's been unsuccessful in the NFL. I don't think it's going to be one of those guys. I love the idea of Luke Fickell. Bergman, what do you think? Luke Fickell.
I think that would be a good one. I like the Kirk Ferentz one a little bit better, I think. But also, I mean, what about going after a really good offensive or defensive coordinator from one of the big
Dante
schools?
Dante Williams. Okay, we're getting a little bio here.
Yep.
Played at Culver City.
Nice.
Also Pasadena City College.
Does he have any local connection? Guy? Does Dante Williams have any other connection?
I think he was at
Oregon? Like a longer connection to USC than this? Is he newer?
He's recruiting the heck out of it.
Right. So that he's got it. Sounds like he might have a shot because if he's not just like one of those the good old boys, the guys that have been at USC forever, then he's got more of a shot, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it depends on if the guy. I always think players play best for the guy who recruited them. So there's usually a little post firing bump that the new guy gets. There's a he seems
correct.
To be, there's always a bump like
the Coach O effect.
Yeah, the Coach O effect. And that's who the Trojans have the next couple of weeks?
Washington State is next at Washington State.
That's a tough game.
Nah, it's really not.
Up in Washington State?
Yeah, Washington State's not very good.
I know.
The conference isn't very good.
Clearly. I mean, Washington losing to Montana the other day.
Yeah, that's just shy. Although Oregon looks like a beast.
Yeah.
Oregon is primed now for the college football
playoff.
I don't
know. They've got to watch that for Stanford now. They've got to watch out for Stanford in that Pac-12 North.
I would just be careful, Mace. Don't go after the big name. I don't know how much the big name is going to really help out here.
Who's the big name?
Well, like Luke Fickell has been talked about a lot. Kirk Ferentz has been around for a long time and has been a good coach for a long time.
Yeah, they both got teams in the top 10.
Yeah.
You think those are big names?
No, I think they are, actually. They are pretty
big names. They're successful guys.
Yeah, they are.
I'm actually getting text messages saying, your two names don't work. This is USC. I said, both guys are in the top 10. And he says, don't matter, Mace. This is Hollywood. This is the University of Southern California. Oh. That's Coach Dave Miller saying that.
Oh, I like this. I like this, Timmy.
That's going to be the downfall.
How about Eric Bieniemy?
That's the downfall right there. Right there. You're going to go after somebody. It's going to be Urban Meyer or bust.
And everything's on the line.
Or maybe Ed Orgeron comes back.
All right. Let's open the phones. Again, Clay Helton has been fired at USC. What's your reaction? Do you have an idea for a replacement? We'll have plenty of time to have that conversation. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, my opinion of Greg, I don't mind. All right, so the big news of the day is that
Clay Helton has been fired
as head coach of the USC Trojans. We're talking about possible names for him for the job, and we'll have lots of this stuff. They basically got the entire season to vet everybody. Pete Thamel from Sports Illustrated says here's the early list: James Franklin, Penn State; Matt Campbell, Iowa State; Bill O'Brien, former Texans head coach; Luke Fickell, head coach at Cincinnati; P.J. Fleck, head coach at Minnesota; Mario Cristobal from Oregon; and Tony Elliott, the offensive coordinator for Clemson. Also in the mix, Chris Peterson, who, of course, is former Washington head coach and was up for the job before, and Bob Stoops, who I just don't think is ever going to coach again. I don't think Bob Stoops is ever going to coach again. Do you?
It doesn't seem like it. He left for legitimate reasons, right? He left because for health reasons or family reasons, and he seems happy doing what he's doing now, right? He's just broadcasting here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with Chris Peterson. I mean, Chris Peterson's broadcasting. I saw him on Fox over the weekend. Does a nice job. It seems like he got out of the game. He got out of the game for a reason because he had a really good program up there.
Now it's like when Bill Cowher was on everybody wants Bill Cowher. Happy to know what he's doing.
Never coached again.
Enjoying his time on TV.
People don't realize how easy it is, how hard it is to coach, how life-changing it is to coach, how all-consuming it is to coach, and how easy it is to work in an NFL studio show.
I was thinking about this the other day, okay? So, you know how we're all going back to offices now? Schools and offices, everybody's getting dressed again?
They're not letting me do it yet.
I'm here. I don't know why.
I want to get there.
Come on in. But it's like, I'm still wearing my athletic leisure pants. There are certain things about getting dressed and going and talking to people and going places all professionally again. I'm just not down for it yet. I got tennis shoes on. I got my black sweatpants. They're like nice sweatpants. Like you really can't tell the difference.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of like we've all kind of had this adjustment coming back to work and life and whatever. And it's like, I don't know, when you're a coach and you get out of the game, and you get like that cushy broadcast life.
And you're not sleeping in your office every night, nights a week.
That's attractive.
And you're not having press conferences with
cold
reporters
pizza all the time.
Hitting you hard. And I mean, it's a tough day. Yeah. The studio
recruiting,
gigs,
getting out on the road, recruiting all the time.
Yeah, the broadcast jobs are great.
Nice.
Kind of
fun.
Trust us. They're really good.
Can I ask you a question, Mace? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask you? If you fired Clay Helton 2 games into the season, and that was always a possibility, why did you start the season with Clay Helton?
Because I think, I mean, like me, I came into the season with expectations.
But he had to have been on the hot seat already to get off the second game after 2 games.
I think he was on the hot seat. I think he was on the hot seat, but everybody was coming out last year was seen as like everybody's gap year. It was like sort of a nothing year.
Yeah, it really didn't count.
So it was hard to fire him after a year like that. They did okay, and they kind of trended in the right direction towards the end. Then they had a good recruiting season. They had a good recruiting off season. Apparently, though, maybe it wasn't Clay. Maybe it was the guy who just got promoted to interim head coach.
Sure. Dante Williams, if you're just tuning in, has been named interim coach at USC. And you never know. Like Momo said, sometimes you get the Coach O effect. Coach O stepped into the role and all of a sudden got everybody fired up and beloved guy. And I think at some point after they beat Stanford, in fact, at the Coliseum, I think we saw everybody doing the forming the O with their arms, and, you know, Coach O was the big chant and all that stuff. He didn't get the job, but the team did get a lift. So you never know. Maybe Dante Williams gives this team a lift. Now, I don't think he's going to be the head coach. I mean, I guess he's going to get an opportunity to play for it, but I still think USC needs to go out and get a real name. And, by the way, here's a guy that changed his Twitter handle to Urban Meyer to USC. That's his Twitter handle now, Urban Meyer to USC. I don't think it's reasonable to think Urban Meyer is going to leave the Jacksonville job after 1 year.
Well, it'll, if it's up to him, let's see how badly that thing goes.
But, I mean, we're one game into this sucker. I don't think Urban Meyer is going to say
it hasn't gone well so far. Let's put it that way.
Momo said Eric Bieniemy earlier.
I like that hire
a lot. That would be a really good hire for you. He has college experience. He was at Colorado for a long time. He was at UCLA as the running backs coach
for the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be a strong, strong hire.
That is a good pick.
He's a really good recruiter, too. He did some great recruiting.
I like this one. Hire James Tart. You know, Jamie Tart's dad.
Jamie Tart.
I watched episode 8. I'm all caught up. Are you guys all caught up?
On Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jorge's saying no.
You're on seven. Okay, we can't talk about it yet.
don't talk about it yet. I actually, at 3 o'clock, I've got a comparison between Clay Helton and Ted Lasso.
I can see that.
But coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Greg is going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, it is Jump Ball time, and we will, 3 o'clock, get right back to the firing of Clay Helton at USC. We'll get back to the Dodgers and Max Scherzer. We'll get back to the Rams and a spectacular opening night at SoFi Stadium. In the meantime, Greg Bergman's got some stuff for us, and by the way, Momo is in for John today. Actually, let's do something a little, let me just get this out of the way. Today, Jump Ball is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of, yes. All right, Bergman, what do you got?
All right, so Francisco Lindor of the Mets hit 3 home runs last night to beat the Yankees. There's a little scuffle going on there. But he feels like there was some funny whistling business going on during the series this weekend. As far as we know, there was no technology used to help the Yankees figure out the signs. If that is the case, Mace, do you have a problem with the whistling?
The whistling is okay, I think. I don't see a reason why. You're allowed to chant. You're allowed to cheer. You're allowed to...
Is it like whistling the pitches?
Like- whistling the pitches. Like if it's, you know, like 2 whistles. that was a really good whistle. Yeah, like that. Whistling, like 2 whistles is like a breaking ball, and 1 whistle is a fastball, or something like that. If there was no technology being used.
Yeah, you're allowed to steal signs if there's no technology being used. And here's the thing. If you are stupid enough, they will find your signs. I mean, there are lots of ways to disguise signs. You've got to figure out exactly how to do it. If they figure you out, that's on you.
It's on you. I generally speaking, okay, the unwritten rules. Let me just talk to you from the unwritten rules standpoint. You're not supposed to, like, stand behind home plate and try to distract the pitcher, okay? You're not supposed to make – it's almost like in golf. You're not supposed to make noise during the backswing.
If you're a batter, you're not supposed to look back and try to see the sign.
Yeah, that's really bad karma or unwritten rules behavior. So I think whistling is kind of in that category because it's not just saying where the pitch is. It is a distraction to the pitcher, and that scene is kind of bush league.
So you're going bush league on this?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I like it. Take every advantage you can. As long as it's not stolen electronically, I am totally okay with it.
So you're bush league. All right.
All right, so Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were ripped apart by social media after the whole "we don't bathe our kids" thing. Well, Kutcher,
they don't bathe their kids. I like totally
they don't
that
bathe
story.
Their kids, and they don't take showers.
No, they don't take showers themselves. They didn't have a lot of water.
You haven't heard this story, Momo? Yeah.
No, I missed this whole thing. Okay.
They're a unique couple.
Yeah, they don't bathe their kids very often because they think they're just going to get dirty again. I mean, if they get really bad, they'll wash them. But besides that, they just let them do their thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how long are we talking about here?
Could be a week, 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, that's why they got destroyed on social media. Yeah. Well, anyways, Kutcher, who went to Iowa, was on the set of College Game Day this weekend, and as soon as he got off of his plane, he was immediately drowned out by chants of "take a shower." the chants continued as Kutcher took his seat on the set too. Was this a clever enough chant? And if not, what would you have chanted at him, Momo?
You are smelly. You could do like Smelly Cat, you know that that song on Friends?
Smelly Kutcher.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to top "take a shower."
It's pretty good.
It's really, it's pretty really good. It is a weird story. And then Matthew McConaughey came out and said he does something similar.
He doesn't wear deodorant.
Right.
He doesn't wear deodorant.
Because he's just so pretty and so handsome.
But why,
he doesn't smell.
Why are these famous people just disregarding personal
hygiene?
And then why are they talking about it is another question.
I think something happens to you when you become really, really famous is you just get totally isolated from reality. Like you have too many people waiting on you. You have too much surrounding you that there's too much of a buffer. It's like, you know, there used to be a political thing about it. You go to the market and they send the candidate and they need to know how much a gallon of milk costs, right? That really hurt John Kerry when he went to the market.
Yeah, right.
One of those things. It's kind of the thing with celebrities and the hygiene now. This is like the new frontier. Like, who could outgross each other? First, it was like weird baby names. And now they got to do this weird granola stuff. Is he doing it because... Are they doing this because they want to save water? Is this like an environmentally thing, or is this just like a germs are good?
No, it's not an environmental thing. At no point did they mention the environment. It's just a filthy thing, is what it is. I mean, Ireland takes 3 showers a day. I take one.
I take at least 2.
You take 2. Ireland takes at least 3. I mean, I don't think you can be too clean.
I agree. And also, you don't need to use all the harsh baby. If there's sometimes when we give Daniel a bath, we just use the hose. Like out in the backyard.
Do you put your thumb on it too and just spray him down?
There
you go, Daniel.
Spread your arms.
Yeah.
He
just gets out of the pool.
That's how you bathe your kids, is a hose?
Sometimes. I mean, it's clean though. Like, he gets in the pool, so there's chlorine on him. And then I'm like, well, I got to wash the chlorine off. So he doesn't want to take a bath. So, you know, no kid ever wants
the garden hose?
Yeah, but like, get the hose out.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
It's fun. We make a game out of it. I like put it up in the air.
The hose.
Yeah. But he gets the chlorine off, he's good.
All right, the buzzer sounded.
All right, Mace.
Colin Kaepernick and Ava DuVernay have teamed up for a new series on Netflix called Colin in Black and White. The first trailer dropped today, and it comes out on October 29th. The cast includes Mary Louise Parker and Nick Offerman as his parents, and is a 6-part biographical drama that follows Colin through his younger years and how he was shaped to become the activist that he is today. What are your thoughts on this show?
I mean, I think it's a worthwhile story. I mean, Ava DuVernay is a tremendous filmmaker. And who's playing Kaepernick?
It's a young kid. It's his young him, so I don't know who.
Okay, young
is.
Him. I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, it'd be interesting to see how the guy who became the lightning rod of all controversy for a couple of years and got blackballed from how he became that guy, how he became that social activist, where those feelings came from. Yeah, so I'll vote yes on this.
His name is Jaden Michael, by the way, who's playing young Colin.
Got it.
So, I mean, I like that it's scripted and not documentary style, because I think there's just a lot of documentaries right now.
Yeah, there are.
And scripted has, if it has good script, good actors, you know, good story there, then you have a chance to shape it and make it really good. And Ava, I don't think she would lend her name to something if it wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right. I barely hear that buzzer, but Is that it, Craig?
I can do another one if you'd like.
Okay, do one more. Do one last one.
Okay. So here's a quote from Chargers running back Austin Eckler after they beat WFT yesterday.
WFT.
Do you say beat the football team? I don't know. That sounds weird,
WFT,
too.
Yeah, WFT, I like.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, he said, yeah, hey, we made it. Fantasy football owners, we made it. We made it to week one, made it through. So hopefully I got some points for y'all, and I look forward to week two. When people first found out that I was questionable, they were like, hey, man, what's going on? People tweeting at me, DMing me, like, literally after that practically got, like, 57 text messages. So thanks for letting them know. How do you feel about athletes, Momo, discussing their fantasy scoring after games?
I actually am pro Austin Eckler on everything about this because as a fantasy sports player myself, what he needs to understand is once you're listed as questionable, and like, we're not putting you in the lineup. I can't take a chance. I know that was an early game. So I don't always wake up before the early games start. I can't just wake up just to check Adam Schefter's Twitter feed to see if you're actually going to play or not because he's, you know, a little bit before the game. So I like the fact that he knows that, but if you want to go next level fantasy, you need to start like leaking that information the day before that you're definitely going to play.
I think you're in trouble if you start leaking that information the day before. But I do love the fact that he is self-aware.
Yes.
I do love the fact that he understands that when he's on the field, there are hundreds of thousands of people that are relying on him to win their league. And I think it's cool to joke about. I think it's funny to joke about. Some guys get very salty about it. I don't quite understand that. All fantasy football does is further engage fans in the game.
Absolutely.
So I love the fact that Austin Eckler has taken this position. And by the way, Austin Eckler is on Matthew Berry's love list for the year.
Think about the duds, the fantasy football duds, okay? If you drafted Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, boy, they ran the ball like three times.
God.
Yeah. All right, there you have it. There is your jump ball for today. Again, if you're just tuning in, Clay Helton has been fired at USC. Dante Williams will be the interim head coach. And coming up next for you, Ryan Abraham from USCfootball.com is going to join us. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.